Consolidated Coding.
Hey, is Jeff in?
This is.
Hey, Jeff, it's Sam again.
Hey.
Hey, all right, so got a little feedback for you. The inspection fee, that's definitely not going to apply. And then that first, the $250 for the documentation fee, the feedback I'm getting is that is included on every one of these transactions for the equipment financing. But what I can do is instead, you see how we have, there's the ACH fee of $250 to set that up. It's a separate one. It's the page right before the one that has the inspection on there.
I'm actually not at my desk at the moment. I was out in the shop. I ran to answer the phone.
Oh, okay. No problem. What I'll do, I can talk you through it real easy. It's the last two pages of the contract. What I'm going to do instead, because I can't waive that original $250 doc fee, what I'm going to do instead is just waive the $250 ACH fee. So it's going to balance out to be the same cost. It'll total $600 off of there. Do you follow me with that?
I do, but I just didn't see that one. I'm just...
Yeah, it's the page, basically the last two pages of that contract are, one is to set up the automatic withdrawal from the account. There's the ACH fee for that, it's $250. And then the second page is the authorization for the inspection, which you're not going to require an inspection either. So both those last two pages, you can just leave those off. I'm going to waive the ACH fee to cover the cost of that doc fee.
No, but my point is that I'm with Bank of the West and with, I think I did a GE Finance deal too, I didn't have any of that. Your rate was a little high, but it's not horrible.
I want to do what I can to do this for you. What I'm able to do is waive that $250 that comes from the ACH to make up for that doc fee, just because that's something that I'm not able to waive.
Right.
Right. I mean, are we talking like $250
I went back through, what I did on my last deal, and there were basic, it was basically just the financing. I first and last, I had to do that before.
Uh-huh.
That's no problem. I didn't even have to ACH the last ones I did, but that's more common now too. So I'm okay. I'm agreeable to that.
Yeah.
So there were really $850 in fees. I only saw 600 of them.
I know where you're coming from on that.
Yeah.
And it's written pretty small on there. I'm not the one that writes the contract. I just work with it. So, I mean, like I said,
can we do anything in the rate to get to offset the other $250?
To offset the other $250?
Yeah, the doc fee that you can't waive.
I honestly don't think that's... I don't know how I would do it. I mean, just because...
You guys have been really agreeable to work with, and
I want to stay that way.
And none of this has been I haven't had any issues up until, we get to the fine print. And, I just saw a few things I didn't like. And, policies are policies. I'm not trying to, but like I said, I think if I wanted to go back, I could get a lower rate at another carrier, but you guys, made a nice introduction. You've been easy to work with, and we got it done pretty quick and all that. And I want to work with you.
Yeah. And I want to do the same with you. And I mean, that's why, I went straight to my supervisor, which, to make sure I could at least clear everything that I can clear. Right. And that's what I've done so far. What we're left with here. I mean, I'm going to go out and do that ACH. That's something that we're going to bite, which I'm hoping can equal that doc fee, but that's the one that's out of my control. I mean, let's see. 250, just a second. I'm just plugging some quick math here, what that 250 is. Because, I mean, that's like a difference of like $4 a month in the payment if we were going to make an adjustment to reflect that, right?
Right.
So, and, I mean, to be honest, once the approval is in and the contract is there, it's pretty difficult to go back and adjust the rate that we're approved for. So to adjust the rate to make up for that is probably something that I don't think we're going to be able to do. But, I mean, we're talking about $4 a month, which I'm hoping, like, you know, clearing that ACH, the 250 ACH would at least come partway there, right? I want to do everything that I can to do this with you, man.
Well, why don't you see what you can come up with? Give it a little thought.
I'll give it a shot.
I'm not at my desk anyway. Let me, and you know, why don't you call me back in like a half an hour or so?
Yeah, I can do that, man. I will give it an honest shot and see what we come with.
All right, good deal.
I'll get back to you in 30 minutes. I want to do it, Jeff.
All right.
All right, thanks, man.
Good deal. Bye-bye.